And now he will talk about the actual process of meditation. What is meditation and how to meditate and why to meditate and all that. And what are the obstacles, what are the problems, what are the benefits, all that will be covered. And what to meditate on. So the verse number 10, Yogi Yunjita Satatam. Atmanam rahasi sthitah.
Atmanam rahasi sthitah.
Ekakiyat cittatma.
Ekakiyat cittatma.
Nirashira parigrahah.
Nirashira parigrahah.
Together, Yogi Yunjita Satatam. Atmanam rahasi sthitah ekakiyat cittatma nirashira parigrahah. So yogi, that means, you can talk about dhyan yogi, or yogi means one who is on the spiritual path. So the same word can have many meanings depending on the context. So, yunjita satatam. Yunjita means must control his mind, must meditate. So, Bhagavan Sri Krishna is not telling us, think about it, you know, if you think it is okay, maybe you can meditate. If not now, maybe in a year. No, now. Yunjita satatam, always. So, it is a command. It is not advice. It is not suggestion. It is not, it's okay. So, if we are on the spiritual path, we must meditate. That is the number one point, that meditation is mandatory for everybody if you want to grow spiritually. Karma yoga can help you, service can help you, bhakti can help you, prayers can help you, reading can help you, knowledge. But meditation, it combines all three, karma, bhakti, jnana, and it is the highest. It will take us directly to God, to the truth. So it is the fastest way to reach God, the fastest way. Because God is where? God is within us. And so in meditation, we contemplate upon the divinity that is within us. When we connect with that, that I am that divinity. So if we are not meditating, we should decide from tomorrow morning, I will start meditation, and Bhagavan will give us details of what is meditation. And even we are not saying an hour, 2 hours, you know, in the Radha Swami, they meditate 2.5 hours. My mother-in-law, she used to meditate. Now, of course, her mind is not that good. But when she was healthy, she used to get up at 3:30 and meditate till 6. So we are not saying that. At least 15, 20 minutes everybody can take out. Out of 24 hours, 20 minutes. We spend 1 hour, 2 hours on our phone, maybe more. We spend so much time talking to people and chatting and watching TV, or just 20 minutes just take out every morning. Start with 15, 20 minutes, and then as you enjoy, as you benefit, you can increase it. So Bhagavan says, yunjita satatam, you must meditate. Satatam means always. Now we'll talk about it. What do you mean always? You mean I should meditate 24 hours a day, I shouldn't take a bath, I shouldn't sleep, I shouldn't eat, always meditate? No, we'll explain what he means by satatam. So yogi yunjita satatam. A yogi must always quieten his mind constantly. It's mandatory. And atmanam, and his mind, his self, should be quietened, yunjita, connected with the higher rahasi sthitah. Staying in secret. Is that secret? What do you mean secret? So we'll talk about that. So he should do it in secret, he or she. And ekaki, and alone. So a person should meditate alone and in secret. And yata chitta atma. Chitta means mind, atma here means body. So mind and body should be controlled. And nirashi, he should have no hope. And aparigraha, should not be accumulating things. So this is the preliminary to what meditation should be, or what should be the attitude of a meditator. And then the next verse, he will go into the technique. So, yogi yunjita, as we said, it is a must. And satatam. Satatam means always. Now, the word satatam, so it says, how can I be meditating always 24 hours a day? So, Gurudev in his commentary says, and Swami both, that there are two ways one should meditate. So one is that while I am sitting for meditation, 20 minutes, my mind should be satatam, all the time in the Lord, all the time in the self. My mind should not wander. So that is one, satatam, always. For that 20 minutes or 30 minutes, my mind, as much as possible, it will wander, but you bring it back. And with practice, the mind will stay. That is one. Secondly, throughout the day, a person should have done some shravana, manana, and then nididhyasana. He should have listened to the guru, listened to the teacher. What is meditation? And in the Upanishad technique of meditation, they say that what is the meditation is on who am I? What am I? Who am I? That. So in the Vedantic or Vedic technique of meditation, the person is always aware that I am this consciousness, I am the divinity who at this moment is occupying this body, and I have been given this name, my male, female, and so on. So constant awareness of my divine nature, and constant aware that I am divine and everybody is divine. So that is called satatam. So while I am sitting, my mind is on the Lord. Even while I am walking and talking and functioning, my mind is on the Lord. Now, rahasi means secret. So secret, what it means is not that this is some secret technique, but I should not go and advertise to everybody, you know what, from tomorrow I'm going to start meditating. You don't have to go and, you know, call everybody and tell them. Or some people in India especially will go in the middle of the park when people are walking around, and they'll sit and say, oh, so everybody should know I'm meditating, you know, and people will gather. Or they'll go to some beautiful place and he says, you know what, I should have my picture taken here when I'm meditating with this mountain background. So he'll tell some passerby, you know, I'm sitting for my, can you, you know, your attention is on the picture or on the scenery. Or if you tell, especially in India, you know, people say, you know, from tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, I'm going to meditate every day. So what will happen? After 2-3 days, your bell will ring at 5 o'clock. And that day you went to bed a little late and you're asleep. Who's calling me at 5? So you go up and it's your friends. You know, you told us you are meditating at 5 o'clock. We came to see how you are meditating. And then they say, don't worry about us. You go sit. We'll just sit and watch. Oh, you are sitting for me, and there are 3 people or 4 people watching your every breath. How are you going to meditate? So don't announce it. You know, keep it quiet. Don't have to. They say even the spouse should not know I am meditating. Well, that is difficult. But the point is that one doesn't have to announce it. Do it quietly. And because meditation is not to impress anybody else. It's not to impress my guru or my neighbor or my family members. It is for me to grow. So I meditate myself. And then it should be done ekaki, alone. Again, because meditation is such an activity that it is my personal time with God. People say, how about my wife and I? You know, we always do everything together. We go shopping together. We go for dinner together. Don't meditate together. It is better because, you know, if you're in the same room, the person, somebody breathes, somebody coughs, or the lady moves her hand and the bangles jingle. So, you know, unnecessarily you get disturbed. So I stay in one room, you stay. Not that there's any hostility, but it is better for both of us. Or people say, I like to meditate with my friend. You know, he's in his presence, I feel good. Okay, if you really, really want to, but then the person won't meditate together. Today, why didn't you meditate? Oh, my friend came late. He came 20 minutes late, so we said, what is the need to meditate? Let's have chai. No, if the person comes or not, my time to meditate, I will meditate. So it is an activity done in solitude and done privately, because it's my private time with God. Just as when you have an important appointment with your boss or with somebody who's going to give you a contract, how you show up on time and you are there on time and you make sure you wear your best clothes and your best appearance. So when you are meeting the Supreme Lord of the whole universe, how much more important than he is than your boss or your somebody who that's why even in the forget the name of the text, but Mukund Mala, he says for some ordinary politician or some ordinary, you know, local village leader or some council member, we get so impressed. Ah, look at this guy. I get a chance to talk to him. And he came and said hi to me. You know, we are in some public. Supreme Lord of millions of universes is available in your heart to talk to. Why are you giving it? That's what the Kulashekhar King said. He said, you give importance to all these tiny little, some senator or some congressman of one, you know, one district in Washington, D.C. I say, oh my God, you know, he's so great. How great is the one that has created all these universes? Spend time with him. If you have an appointment with him, don't cancel your appointment with the Lord. So this is your wonderful opportunity to be one with God. And seated, how to sit, we'll talk next week. And body and mind controlled. We had talked last week also, the mind should not run out through the senses because I hear something and my mind runs out. No, there is sound traffic. Let it be. I am in meditation. And withdraw your mind from things. When I sit for meditation, at that moment I withdraw my mind. And how can I improve my meditation? By being single-pointed. So when I am with a person, my full attention should be on that person. When I'm watching TV, I'm watching TV. When I'm eating, I'm eating. I'm not eating and watching TV at the same time. I'm not eating and reading the newspaper at the same time. I'm not eating and playing with my phone the same time. Because we all do that. You know, when I'm eating, and that's what they say, we are eating the phone. You know, you're watching the phone and you don't even know what you're putting in the mouth. So doing one thing at a time. And then he says that give up too much hope that by getting this I'll be happy, or by accumulating this I'll be happy, or by this person. Because when I have hope, asha, then I do parigraha, then I collect. Okay, by getting this I'll be happy, so let me get more of it. So the more you collect, the more your mind is caught up in things. I have to go shopping, you know, I have only this many outfits. Your closet is full, you know, there's not even space to hang another dress or another shirt. But we still go to the mall and we buy just like that. Oh, it is on sale. Oh, it's a new fashion. It's a new model. If your car is running fine, why you have to change it every 3 years? They say, oh, leasing is very beneficial tax-wise. It's a waste of resources. You know, car is running. Your house is okay. Why do you have... So the point is that stop collecting things. And then when they say solitude, some people think, you know, I should go in the cave in the Himalayas to meditate. There only I'll get solitude. Here everybody disturbs me. But how am I going to do that? I'm going to make a cave in the Himalayas. I'm going to air condition it and have a sliding door, you know, heated and air conditioned so there is no heat and cold. And then there will be, you know, fragrance coming from the walls, and there'll be surround sound. And then when I turn it on, Om, you know, we get so caught up in things and resources. Says, that's fine. You know, just sit and meditate, whatever you have, and pick a right time and a right place. We'll talk more about that next week. And with an attitude of sannyas. What do we mean by sannyas? Does that mean I have to put on orange clothes to meditate? No. In Kaivalya Upanishad it says, Atyashramastha sakale indriyani niruddhya bhaktya swagurum pranamya. Ati ashramas, the fourth ashram. You know, there are four ashrams we have. The brahmacharya, the student, the grahastha, the householder, the, you know, the vanaprastha, the retired, and then the sannyas, the fourth. So when I sit for meditation, I am not a student. I am not a husband or a wife. I am not a child. I am not an executive of a company. I am not a manager, because otherwise we sit for meditation. It's, you know, that employee came late yesterday and she never works. Maybe I should get rid of her. No, at this time I am not a manager. I am nobody. I am a seeker of truth. How can that happen? You say it can only happen when you have outgrown. Because at this moment we are so caught in our body, mind and intellect, whatever I can possess, objects, emotions and thoughts. And so our mind is constantly upon the world, and the mind has to outgrow. Just as you walk out of here and some kids are playing marbles or they are playing, you know, with a toy, are you going to go and sit down and play with them? No. Because I have outgrown that. So similarly, a wise person who sits for meditation says, I have outgrown all these things. And for me, my one goal in this life is God and God alone. And that one has to engrave it deeply. Somehow if you can tattoo it in your brain, that my goal is to reach God. And that has to become. And then alone your meditation will be successful. Then only you will be progressing on the spiritual journey. So give up all the parigraha, these collecting and thinking that more things will give me. Because the more you accumulate, the more it gets a weight on your head. You say, my house is so full of so things. And you walk out and the house is packed. Everything is full. There is so many decorations and curios. And there's no place to move around. And so then where is your mind going to be quiet for meditation? That's why Bhagavan says, nirashi aparigraha. So do not accumulate, do not things. Do not depend for your happiness on things or people or situations, which he already told us in the last three verses, that whether it's heat or cold, joy or sorrow, whether there is, you know, whatever, gold or stone, or whether there is good or bad people, person remains sama. Samatvam yoga uchyate, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says in the third chapter. So here we have done two verses. Today there will be a shorter class, because at 12 o'clock everybody is supposed to go and meet their teachers. I also have to go and talk to the children, because the teachers will be talking to the parents. And the children will go into the hall earlier at 12 o'clock. So I'll talk to them a little bit about values, tell them some stories, try to keep them entertained for 20 minutes. It's hard to entertain children from 3 to 18. So I have to find something that appeals to all. So I'll try my best. So we'll end the class a little early. Normally we end at 12:15. So we have about 10 or 12 minutes if people have any questions, any comments, anything to add?
I think that it like gives them, I don't know, better ability.
Yes, I think that's a good question. Once a week, I feel that it is good to meditate in a group, because the group energy helps you to grow. But then you become dependent on that group. That if the group is there, I can meditate. Tomorrow if they don't show up, I won't. So once a week, that's why we used to have the once a week meditation class. But generally it is a individual activity. So I believe that meditating as a group may help once in a while, but generally it should be done as an individual.
In a way it's like exercising. Class where you all exercise together.
Right. But this is, meditation is different, because then the group also disturbs you. Like somebody's phone rings, or somebody coughs, or somebody moves, or somebody... So there are a good and bad, but I don't think exercising is different from meditation. Meditation is going inward. So it's my private time with God. So it should be kept private.
Okay.
But that's a good point. Thank you.
I've even sat with people like you hear people's stomach rumbling.
Rumbling, yeah. Or people fall asleep in the class and start snoring. One time Swami Chinmayananda was doing a class and meditate, and the person fell asleep and was snoring. And as he walked out, he said, "Swamiji, that was a great meditation." He said, "Yeah, we heard." So, yeah, it's better to just do it yourself, preferably not even with the spouse. That's what, because nowadays we have all of us have good big houses. So you can pick separate rooms. And we'll talk about the room and the asana and all next week, how the room should be set up and how the asana should be and all. Yeah, did you have a question?
I do, because he might, bring up bad feelings in me. So how can you love someone?
Yeah, I think Gurudev answers that. He says, in your body, there's your hand and leg and eyes. And tomorrow, suppose your leg has an ulcer and it is very painful. Do you say, "I hate my leg"? No. You go to the doctor, take the medicine, and if it has become cancer or gangrenous, you may have to cut it off, but you still don't hate your leg. You still love your leg when you're dressing it, even though it's causing pain and I'm putting medicine on it. I do it very lovingly. So a wise person sees everything as me, so he does not hate anybody. And if you are indifferent, the person can sense it. But if you send positive energy of love towards that person, even if that person may be bad, in my mind I have no hatred for him. You can say I'm indifferent, but that is still, from hatred you go to indifference, but it is still not evolved. That's what Buddha says, that's what Jesus says, all the saints say, that a positive attitude of love to everybody, because everybody is my beloved God, is there in everyone, whether it's Hindu or Muslim or Christian or even in the terrorist, in everybody. I just send positive energy, and then whatever this person does, the Lord above is there to take care of him or her. Again, love does not mean you go all out and just do, whatever the person asks. We're not saying you be a doormat, but inside I should love everybody. And then you deal with situations as they arise. Somebody is coming at your house with a gun. You don't open your house and, welcome him. You lock the door, turn on the alarm, call the police. But inside you say that my God is coming, but at this moment he's under the influence of wrong thoughts. He's under the influence of wrong vasanas, wrong tendencies, wrong thoughts. And so my Lord is there, but in this person too. But at this moment, this he's under the influence of these tendencies. And people will be good and bad. You can't change them based on their nature. But why should I disturb my peace of mind? So a positive attitude of love rather than just a negative attitude of avoiding them. Even when I'm avoiding that person, inside I have no hatred. I have love for that. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a different kind of love. So
yes.
There are different kinds of love.
Yes.
Okay. So a romantic love is different from the love that you have for your child. It's different from the love that you have for someone who might be an enemy.
Right. Right. A romantic love and love for the child. But the way you love God, that's how you should love everybody. That's the level of a saint.
Yeah.
Where you and I may not be there yet, but that's where we should shoot for it. We should aim for that. And they had no hatred. The saints, no matter what happened to them, they never had any hatred for anybody. We have so many examples. So they totally loved everybody and they forgave. See, forgiveness is another very powerful force, that I forgive this person. Inside I have no hatred. I have no thinking, he has done this to me, so I have to do it back. Because then you are depending on that person. Because he hurt me, so I have to hurt him back. He hurt me, that's okay, I forgive him. I have no negativities towards that person. Because if I have a negativity, he's not going to undo the harm he has done. all it's going to do is poison my own mind. So I have to very carefully guard my thoughts. My mind is my own house. And just as in your house, you don't want garbage to accumulate. So in my mind also, I have to very carefully shelter it, keep it clean, and not allow garbage to come. And if garbage has come, how do we throw out from our house? If there is some, you know, dirt, how do we pick it up and throw it? So same way, I have to throw all the dirt out. The cleaning the mind is more important than cleaning the house. People think, oh, I must have a clean house. But mind, they put anything and everything from the internet, from any kind of poison they put in. Mind is more important to God because mind is a bigger problem. House, it's okay. You know, you clean it, it's good. Ho jayega. But mind to clean is very difficult. But thank you. That's a good question. Anything else? Yeah. Go ahead.
I've always struggled with this, that on one hand you said you should not accumulate, you should love your enemy, you should not be very indifferent, you should rise above that and all of that. And this, what was he fighting for?
For his duty. He was fighting for his duty because he was a warrior who had been trained to protect his country, and the country was under attack from evil forces. And so his, even when he was fighting, Krishna doesn't say you hate the Kauravas. He says that these people are evil, just as if your leg is cancerous, you cut off the leg. You don't say, I love my leg, and you take it with me. So these were cancers. And so they had to be eliminated. Otherwise, the whole, you know how they were evil, mistreating women and doing all the wrong things. And if that had been allowed, then the country would have gone towards evil. That's why when the governor or the president or the king is evil, the whole country develops that attitude. So, but he was never told to hate the Kauravas. He said, you remove the Kauravas. One last question, then I have to go to the class. Go ahead.
To her question about accepting people the way they are, so you're saying, in other words, to love your enemies. So we're basically accepting them for who they are. And on the flip side, sometimes your energies don't mesh well with certain people. You don't have to hate them, but you can distance yourself from that.
Yes, without having the attitude of hatred or
okay.
I still love this person, but this person is not good for my peace of mind. I am not good for. So you have to protect your peace of mind. Does not mean you meet and mingle with everybody. But as you come across different people, you deal with them as the situation. But inside, you see God in them too. Okay. Thank you very much. Those of you who have children in Bal Vihar can go to their various classrooms and meet with the teachers. Those who don't have children, you can either sit here and talk, or you can come to the hall. I'll be talking to the children, so it's up to you. But we'll be having assembly from 12 to 12:20. Then we'll have aarti and lunch. So if you have not sponsored lunch, please sign up in the office. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makaschid Dukha Bhavave. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om.